All right, Olive through tests.
Okay, for those just joining, we're skipping a whole lot. Skipping 45 simonim. Because we did quite a few of them already by pace of time. And the rest will be done, Be'ez Hashem, and over 3 weeks, Tisha B'Av, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos. So now we get into the Yerideya section of meaning we're out of Aruch Chaim now. Now we're into the Yerideya. So Hilchos Kibud Av Eim, Simen Kuf Mem Gimel, Ubay Chaf Beis Seifim. So Tzarech, hopefully for most on here, it's still Negeya for some of us on here. It's partially not Negeya for some of us. It's fully not Negeya, unfortunately. But Tzarech Lizar Ma'oid B'Kvayt Av V'Ima V'Mayram. You got to be very careful with the cover of a father, mother, and their and fear them. Because the pasuk equates them with fearing Hashem. Meaning, fearing parents is the same as fearing Hashem. With your money. So the same way Hashem commanded us on Kibud Shemai, so you also have to have covet and fear. There's three parties in a person. The man provides the white. The woman provides the red. Hashem blows on neshama. Mare Ayin and the vision, Ukshmiya Saizen and the hearing, Vidiver and the speaking. So it's three partners. Bismacho the Machabis Avazimoy, Amrakadish Baruch, Humala, Mialayam, Kilu Darti Bene Vikibduni. So when somebody's Machabit's parents, Hashem makes it look like it's Hashem says it's as if he's there being Machabit me. Fine, base Ezu Mayra, what does it mean to fear parents? You can't stand in the spot that's specific for the father. He shouldn't stand where he normally stands, like in shuls, etc. Or it's a place that he's miyuchad for him to daven. That's even at home. He shouldn't sit in his seat in the house. And you should not be soiser his words. That's a tough one. Right, that's a tough one to keep. Meaning, you know, the parent says, "I think it's supposed to rain," and the kid says, "No, it's not supposed to rain." That's also right. Not only that, you shouldn't be machria. Meaning, you shouldn't settle any words in front of him. Even to say that you agree with your father, that you're not allowed to do. Meaning the father is having a conversation with somebody, having a disagreement, and the son pipes up and says, "My father, I think my father's correct." That's also wrong, right? Because it's a chutzpah to even think that you had a thought that maybe your father's incorrect. Fine. Arhechen mayrom, how far do you have to go to fear them? Hayaben lovash chabudes v'yashav b'resh hakol. Even if the son is wearing chashuva clothing and he's sitting in the Rosh HaKol, and his father and mother come and they tear his clothing, and he hit him on the head and they spit in front of him. He should not embarrass them, and he shouldn't cause them pain. He shouldn't get angry. He should be quiet and he should just fear Hashem, that Hashem commanded him to do this. But he can take them to Bezdin. If they cause them a financial loss, he could take them to Bezdin. He could feed him, give him to drink, malbish, clothe him, machasa, and cover them, machnes umaitzi, bring them out, take them in, take them out. Right, la elsim lamedalet sivav. That talks about you can give them My server upon him yafas, and you should I'm sorry, but upon him yafas, and has to be given with a pleasant face. Even if you feed your parents fatty foods and excellent foods, but you show them a sour face, then you get punished. That's a classic example where you could take care of the parents, everything, you do everything with them, with the mice, you do with a sour face, whole thing's out the window. Dalit, how you the parents are sleeping, and the son's keys are under their heads. Also, lakitza mishnasim, you're not allowed to wake them up. Even though you're going to lose a big deal, but if the father is going to make a profit if you wake him up, and if you don't wake him up, he's actually going to be in pain that you caused him a loss. Mitzvah lakisa, then it's a mitzvah to wake him up, kibun sheyisma, since he'll be happy. Same thing to wake him up to go to shul or the shard of our mitzvah or anything else. Everybody's chayiv in the kavod hamakom baruch hu. Hey, hayitzarach leiz adavar beir. If you need something in the city, and he knows that he's.
I'm sorry, why can't you wake him up? We said there's no such thing as Gezel Shinai.
You can wait. What do you mean? It's, you're causing pain to your parents.
So nothing to do with sleeping.
No, nothing to do with sleeping.
Disturbing him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and he knows. I mean, the guy's going shopping, and he knows that if they know that he's his father's son, then they're going to give him. Even though they know they're going to do it for him too, do it for me. Do it for my father. So that even covet that's coming to you, you should really spin it that it's the covet for your father. Right, meaning you're online in a pizza shop. The guy knows you and the guy knows your father. He says, okay, come, you can cut the line. In the schus of, and you say, no, in the schus of my father, not in the schus of me. Right? Vav, amrlo ime, I say zois. If the mother says, do this for us, and he does it, and then comes the father and says, who told you to do that? And he realizes, he feels that if he's going to tell the father that the mother said to do it, then the father's going to get said at the mother, you should not tell the father that the mother said to do it, even though the father is going to get angry at him, right? So you got to take the fall for the mother. And Bizman Azeh, they would probably say, you got to go to therapy for such a stressful situation, right? Fine. You have to stand up in front of the mother and the father. How often? So really, the Paiskim say it's once in the morning, once at night. Seems like the default is that the parents, bizman hazeh, are moichel on this. You're chayev to mechaved them even after death. And if you mention them within the first 12 months, either in writing or orally, you should write or write Hareni Kaparas Mishkavai. I am the Kapara of their death. Pirish. Allah Yehe Kol Ra Haroi Love Al Nafshay. Anything bad going on the Nefesh should come unto me. Oy Mishkava or from her. Ulach Yud Beis Chodesh. And after 12 months, Kar Kibel Mashakibel. Then, as we know, they already got punishment. The maximum rishayim go for 12 months. So then, after that, if he says or he writes, not if he should write, those are the Rosh Tevis that you see after people's names. Sometimes Zion Lamed Lamed Hey Hey. Or sometimes it's Zion, Lamed, Lamed, Hey, Hey. But, and there's another one, I'm mixing it up. Zion, this one is Zion, Lamed, Lamed, Hey, Hey. And then there's Zatzal, Zecher Tzadik, Lebracha. Then there's Zecher Tzadik, Bekadosh, Lebracha. Then there's just Ayin, Hey, Olav HaShalom. So there's all sorts of things. So Tess, Afilu of Rosha, Ubalaveris, Mechavdo, Misar, Mimeno. Even if the father's a Rasha and a Balaveris, you have to be Mechabed and you have to have Yira from him. Bafilu Mamzer. Even if the father's a Mamzer, Chai Bekibir Abba B'mayroi, you Mechoyiv to have covered for him. V'yesham De'enu Mechoyiv L'chabed Abba Rasha. And some say you're not Mechoyiv to be Mechabed, a father who's a Rasha, calls Mansha Le'osa Tshuva as long as he hasn't done Tshuva. V'ach L'tzayroi Osir. But you can't cause him pain either. You have to be machmuk svar rishayna. Anyways, this does come up. This does come up fairly often, especially with those that are just becoming frum, and the parents are really making them crazy. So, do they have a mitzvah in mechaber? Do they not? Yeah. All right. We'll stop over there.
So, didn't we have the Gemara like this?
The what?
That the guy wanted to know why he didn't embarrass his mother. His father was beating, not beating, but with the food.